Market has the freshest, best tasting, and most nutritious produce, eggs, meats, cheeses, baked goods, and other prepared foods, as well as locally handmade crafts. And by shopping at your farmers market, you're conserving energy by reducing shipping costs and supporting your local economy. The 17th Street Farmers Market has the Growers Market on Thursdays and Saturdays, Red, White, and Brew on Fridays, a vintage market on Sundays, and special events all season long. Free parking is available in the 18th and Gray Street lot during market hours. I'll see you at the Farmers Market at 17th and East Main Street.
This begins 1 hour of WRIR's locally produced programming. The views and opinions expressed herein do not necessarily reflect those of WRIR staff, board of directors, donors, or underwriters. Enjoy.
Last night I had a dream that the world had turned around. All our hopes had come to be, and people gathered around. They all brought what they could bring, and nobody went with that. Other than a song sing, the revolution starts now.
Good afternoon, Richmond. Happy New Year. I'm Rebecca Ferris, the host of Indie Media Live, on the air a little bit early today. Welcome to all the listeners who've tuned in for Brown Bag Lunch Special. Kathy's not able to be here today, and we send her our very best wishes, and we hope that you'll stay tuned for this hour-long edition of Indie Media Live. To kick off the new year, we have a rockin' show for you today, literally. The guys of Baby Stomp are in the house and ready to raise a roof with some great live rock and roll. So we want you to stay tuned for all of that. But first, let's check in with Tim at the blog site. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how's it going?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Good. How are you?
Not too bad.
Good. Great to see you.
Yeah.
And how was your New Year?
It was actually fairly eventful. I was down at the National at the 90s dance party working down there. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
In Williamsburg?
No, here in Richmond.
Oh, here in Richmond. So you were doing sound.
I was.
Sound man. Is that what you're looking forward to for 2011?
Actually, yeah, I really am. I'm really looking forward to doing more stuff with sound, doing more bands, and you know, hopefully everything works out for the best.
Well, it's certainly starting off right with Baby Stomp here.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna play some Jack Jams for y'all.
Oh, it's gonna be. It's going to be great. I'm really excited about having everybody here. You know, Taylor Packett, one of the guys in Baby Stomp, did our engineering for us while you were away, Tim. And so this is a great way to thank him.
I got the hookup.
Yeah, that's right. You really did. So, Tim, we were talking last week about resolutions. I'm wondering if you made any.
Like I said, you know, I really want to try for another day of, you know, veganism, during the week. I've got meatless Mondays and I'm looking to do, maybe meatless Thursdays. What do you think?
Meatless Thursdays. I like it. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. So that's going to be great. Anything else?
More classical. You know, I really think I want to listen to more classical music.
Yeah. Yeah. And not today, though.
Not today. Today is all about Baby Stomp.
Yeah, today's all about rock and roll. Yeah, so that's going to be great. I'm really excited. What's going on over at the blog, Tim? IndieMediaLive.blogspot.com.
Well, you know, we've got Baby Stomp on there right now. And after the show, we're going to put the show up on the blog so you guys can all listen to Baby Stomp again.
And again, and again, and again, and again.
Forever.
Forever. Forever.
And, you know, we'll also have some more vegan recipes. We'll have, you know, another joke of the week. And, yeah, we'll, you know, have a lot of fun with it. Definitely go on and see what it's all about.
Yeah, and we would really like to hear from listeners with suggestions for what kinds of shows you'd like to hear this year. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, we do what we do for you, for the listeners. So it would be great to get some suggestions about that.
Definitely. And you know, any guests?
Yeah, any guests?
Yeah. Any guests if you guys want to have on, you know, if you guys want to hear a band out there, maybe we can fit them on the air. Just, yeah, shoot us a line. Why not?
That's right. And I also want to remind everybody that Indie Media Live is replayed every Wednesday online, WRIR, at 2:30, WRIR.org, at 2:30 on Wednesdays. You can hear the show again tomorrow. Or at least the last half of it. That's what I'm guessing.
That's where the rock is.
Yeah, and that's where the rock's going to be. Remember that you can always stream this or any of the other great shows on WRIR Live 24/7 at WRIR.org. And we hope to hear from you at our blog, Indie Media Live, INDY, medialive.blogspot.com. Before we get to the guys with Baby Stomp, I have some event announcements for everybody. So I hope that you'll grab a pen and grab a friend and settle in, because you're not going to want to miss a minute of this today. Sunday, January the 30th at 4 p.m., Generation Dream 2011, the 6th Annual Richmond Youth Peace Project EduConcert, is going to take place at the VCU Performing Arts Center, 922 Park Avenue. This is an event to honor the life and the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, and it's sponsored by the Richmond Peace Education Center, rpec.org. I also want to tell you that the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine is doing its third 21-day vegan kickstart. You can go to pcrm.org to sign up for that. If you are interested in getting nutrition advice from the dietitians at the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, as well as tips and inspiration from celebrity diet counselors and a whole lot more, I just signed up. It's my third time, and it's so much fun. I love the recipes. And I think, you know, everybody's probably number one resolution, except for Tim, is to lose weight. And so, Tim, you don't need to lose any weight. And so, one of the ways that people lose weight painlessly is to eat less meat. So, check it out, 21-day vegan kickstart. If you'd like more information, pcrm.org.
Is there a good recipe for apple brown Betty?
Of course,
apple brown Betty.
Oh, it's delicious.
And so easy to make.
Isn't
vegan.
It?
Oh, yes. Just
I'm more of a bread
butter.
Pudding kind of guy.
Well, look what I have right here on the table, y'all. I brought you some vegan Butterfingers. I veganized my great grandmother's recipe for vegan Butterfingers.
They look like fingers.
Yes, they're supposed to. They're supposed to look like baked
from?
Fingers. Yes, that's exactly what they're supposed to look.
Don't mind the fingernail.
Yeah, this is.
Yeah, right. It's
come on, come on! All vegan, all organic. Yeah. Right. So help yourself and see.
Taste test on the air.
On the radio. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
I'm turning over a new leaf.
Oh my.
Contain yourself.
I'm going all vegan from here on.
Oh wow. Now don't tease me. Don't tease me.
I'll be nice.
We also got a call this morning from Courtney Jones, the manager of grassroots organizing for the Virginia League of Planned Parenthood. There is a registration going on now for their Pro-Choice Lobby Day for 2011. That's ppaction.org, Planned Parenthood. Be nice. PlannedParenthoodAction.org. And if you want to register, or you can give them a call, 482-6132. Every year, if you are a regular listener to Indie Media Live, you know that legislators from around Virginia convene in Richmond during the General Assembly, which begins this year on January 12th, to debate potential laws that impact all of us, from budget cuts to attempts to restrict access to basic reproductive health care for women, And this is an opportunity to find out more about the laws that will be coming up in the General Assembly and to participate in Pro-Choice Lobby Day.
You're good.
You know what? This is one of the days I'm really sorry that this isn't television. Y'all are just absolutely amazing here. I wish the listeners could see what I'm listening, what I'm seeing.
She's good.
So on Thursday, January 27th, 8 a.m. until 2 p.m., the Virginia General Assembly is going to be the site of the Planned Parenthood Pro-Choice Lobby Day. I don't know if all of y'all have heard, but on December the 20th, the United States Senate passed the Local Community Radio Act following the House of Representatives' passage of that bill just a few days before. So now this bill is just waiting to be signed in by the president, and it gives the Federal Communications Commission a mandate to license thousands of new community low-power FM stations. WRIR is a low-power FM radio station. Gosh, Baby Stomp could have its own radio station.
Yeah, I don't think the world's ready for that one quite yet.
I don't know. They may be.
Today is the day.
So in spite of all the pressure from major media outlets, broad grassroots support over the years has led to this bipartisan bill. The Prometheus Radio Project hailed the bill's passage as, and I'm quoting, "the first major legislative success for the growing movement for a more democratic media system in the United States." So we're really excited about that. We look forward to bringing you more information about how the Local Community Radio Act will impact WRIR, will impact Richmond, and maybe even you. Maybe some listener out there is going to be the person to start the next low-power FM radio station right here in Richmond. Before I introduce you to the guys in Baby Stomp, I want to remind everybody that in these frigid temperatures, it's really important to understand that cold weather is really hard on our pets. And sometimes homeowners forget that our pets have become just as accustomed to the warm shelter, the indoors, as we are. And some owners leave their animals outside for extended periods of time thinking that all animals are adapted to living outdoors, but this can put their precious pets in danger of serious illness and harm. So I just want to remind everybody that if you're cold and want to go inside, your cat is cold and wants to come inside. If you're freezing and can't wait to get warm and snuggly, your dog feels exactly the same way. So give them that care and give them a place to come inside and stay warm. Also want to remind everybody that cats like to curl up against anything that will help them stay warm.
Like your bed.
Or your car engine. Oh. So before you start your car in the morning, give the hood a good smack to run that cat out. You don't want to take a chance on starting the car with a kitty curled up around the fan belt. No. Yes, or it could be, not nice. Yeah. So I just want to remind everybody to take care of those animals, because they depend on us. And speaking of animals, just kidding. I want to welcome Jeff Spain and Tyler Estes and Taylor Packett to WRIR.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you for having me on.
It's a wonderful thing.
It's a beautiful thing out here.
Hello, America.
God bless y'all.
I feel like Elvis has just come into the building.
Three of them.
Three Elvises.
Three dead Elvises.
Oh, three Elvises. These are the guys of Baby Stomp. Jeff plays the drums.
Yeah.
Hit them skins.
And Tyler plays bass.
Boom, boom.
And Taylor does vocals and guitar.
Yay.
The guitar, yeah.
I write some songs.
And write some songs.
I do it.
Are you going to play some of those songs you've written for us today?
We have five beautiful selections to play for you this fine middle of the day.
I'm so excited. Before we get to that, though, I really want to let people get to know a little bit about who you are. Do you think they are going to be able to handle this?
This is where they start.
This is where it starts getting scary.
Yeah, yeah. This is where they change channels.
Well, we were just talking about New Year's resolutions. So, do you guys have any New Year's resolutions that you can share on the air?
I usually set the bar low enough to stumble over. So, I just made a couple very small ones, like I'm going to smoke one less cigarette a day than I normally do.
Everybody, yay!
Thank you very much. It's not bad. It's not bad. I'm also going to try to make it and survive throughout the year as I've done for, how old am I? 22 years before.
Yeah. Really. Oh, there's your dyslexia kicking in again, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He's got a problem with that.
Yeah, it helps me, you know, always be aware of my surroundings.
Oh,
there we go.
Going backwards. Yeah, going backwards, moving backwards. So what's the other one, Tyler?
I really didn't make it. I'm going to take them as they come, really.
Oh, you're just going to kind of go with the flow?
It's like building a bucket list, really.
Yeah. Uh-huh. At 21?
Yeah.
No bucket list. Y'all, come on.
Times are wasting.
Everything I accomplished each day was a New Year's resolution that I made before.
Ooh.
Oh, I would just let the secret out, though.
Yeah, you better.
But that's a great idea. I mean, there are probably like 1,000 listeners out there right now deciding they're going
right
to do the same thing.
Bandwagon.
Yeah, just jumping right into
it's
your
copyrighted.
Bucket. There you go. It's copyrighted.
Tyler's such a trendsetter.
Yeah, that's right. And Taylor, what about you? Any New Year's resolutions?
Oh, I think maybe. I didn't think about it. I should make a resolution to have a resolution.
Oh, yeah. Resolve to next year, maybe think about perhaps
doing something
the possibility.
Better myself.
Yeah,
I often look for ways to make myself less better.
Yeah, because you know
people,
you're so close to perfect, it's like really scary.
That people, yeah,
it really
is. It really is scary. Yeah.
It freaks most people out, so I have to do the best I can.
To kind of back away from that perfection.
This is too true.
Yes.
I feel like we're delving too deep into my brain, my psychology.
Jeff, what about you? Did you make any?
Actually, I used to be involved in jiu-jitsu a lot before I hurt my knee, so I'm probably going to resolute to try to get back into that again.
Yeah, whoop honey.
Ooh, that would be very... Okay, so if we hear a big scream
across
the city,
yeah,
that'll
while
be...
I'm playing my bass drum.
Yeah, that's right.
My kneecap might explode.
The end of Jeff.
Oh, gosh. Let's see. Now we were. I want to know. This is what I'm sure everybody's thinking about too. Give us a little bit of an idea about how Baby Stomp came to be.
Well, you see,
what's the story? The backstory. Give us the backstory on Baby Stomp.
It all starts with Jeff here introducing me to the world of horrible jokes.
Do tell.
They're not meant to be told.
Yeah, these kind of jokes.
It's
kind
only
of,
for your own imagination.
Yeah, you know, we have a sixth sense of humor. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
So we knew right
okay.
from the, right
and
from
I think the
start.
FCC will be glad about
that.
Yeah.
We'll
keep our license here at WRIR a little bit longer.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
But at the same time, we're all wearing ties. We're upstanding young people.
Yes.
Loafers. Dress socks.
And how many listeners believe
mustaches.
That? Yes. Yes.
Finally groomed mustaches. Oh, wait, you have a mustache.
I do. It's a mustache
freak.
Of power.
Well, we have two out. We have 2/3 mustached.
Oh, whoa, look at this.
That's right.
Yeah,
wow.
Mustachio.
I don't look at my band members that much.
Obviously.
Sorry, guys.
Obviously.
Even Tim's rocking some. Oh, he's got the 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's the 10 o'clock.
Yeah, he's about the 10
you
o'clock.
You got to when it's this cold out.
Yeah, you do. Well.
Yeah, if I were a guy, that's exactly what I would be doing today is growing a beard. It's
exactly.
cold
it's
out
windbreaker.
There. Yeah. Yeah, a windbreaker.
Backstory.
Baby Stomp backstory.
So, yeah, we were working together.
Telling
sick
jokes.
Horrible sick jokes. And
about a year ago. Last November, yeah.
And before too long, another guy got employed, and we had to pull him into the ranks.
I decided to give it a try. You know, came in there and played with them. I didn't really like the guys at first.
No. Really strange, nobody liked you at first.
Yeah, it just felt right, you know. Like all the time you're in your bandmates are people that you like. Why not just hate your bandmates? Now look at us. We're the best friends in the world on a Wednesday.
Sure. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
I love you guys.
I mean, I hear so many stories like that with bands and stuff.
It's on record now.
So there's no like Yoko Ono thing going on where there's a woman trying to break up the group or anything.
A Yoko Ono.
I don't think we let the ladies, you know, determine you know what goes on with the band.
Okay, we're getting the whole Doppler effect there with
sorry.
Yeah, we're getting wah.
I'm so excited. I'm like dancing.
I know. Yes. Walking. Yeah. You're dancing around the room.
No, but we're you know we're professionals, you know, and we treat this as something that we're all, you know, very fond of. It's like our baby, you know, mm-hmm. basically. So
and so you just stomp it.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
Well, you know, a stomp could also be referred to as a dance, you know. But
well, that's what I always thought.
You know, in general, that name came from just you know putting two words together that are just completely
wrong,
irrelevant you know, to each other. But
my initial impression, I've told you this, mm-hmm. Taylor, was that image of the little baby who's just drawn herself up to the coffee table in front of the video, and she just kind of dancing, you know? She's just doing her little baby stomp.
We have the perfect
might be the video
music
idea.
Yeah, for babies to dance to.
Yeah,
so.
Perfect music. All those babies.
They love it.
Yeah, to dance to. Well, it seems like there's a lot of chemistry in Baby Stomp. Is there a Simon and Garfunkel, Jimmy and Mitt? John and Paul thing going on here.
Shared duties.
You know, it's funny because it started out kind of being like me and Taylor would, you know, would kind of just fall into each other playing, you know, and then Tyler would write a bass riff. But, you know, lately Tyler's bass riffs is really what's been the basis for, no pun intended again, for a chug.
Yeah.
You know, for most of our new songs. And,
laying down them crunchy grooves is always what helps get them going on.
Yeah, I think they're.
Yeah,
you know,
I like
time.
That. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
So it always says the three names on the songs.
No. Not all of them.
Not all of them.
Some of them are that way now, but I have to take a few songs with me to my own grave.
One thing for
better for worse, right, Taylor?
Yeah, right. You ain't gonna Kurt Cobain me, guys.
Well, that's kind of what we were planning.
Yeah,
I mean, you know,
you're hoping
I'm not really trying to work
off
retail,
myself
you know,
somehow.
So we'll just get rid of this fella right
so
here.
So thanks
we'll
a lot.
Roll.
I love Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
If you just tuned in, it's 21 minutes after the hour, and this is an early edition of Indie Media Live.
The best.
Yes.
The earliest I've ever been awake.
Oh, gosh. If you've just tuned in and you were expecting Brown Bag Lunch, hope you'll stay with us because Baby Stomp is in the house, and we're going to hear some music from them in just a few minutes, probably just like 1 or 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And you're not going to want to miss any of this. So I think, let's see. Now, Jeff, you play the drums, right?
That's right.
Okay. And drums are it for me. I mean, that is just like, without the drums, without the beat, I mean, so primal, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's the foundation.
It's what drives everything.
It drives everything. So how long have you been playing drums?
You know, I haven't been playing. I've been playing guitar longer than anything else, but drums I've been playing for about 3 years, I would say, solid and, like, seriously.
Do you love them?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And, you know, I love the music that we play with, you know. So as far as, you know, how long I've been playing, you know, it was really just picking it up every day, you know.
So you've really been a musician all your life.
Yeah.
You
everything's kind of come natural to me. So
that's great. I fortunately was born with no talent.
Aww.
So I don't have any of those urges and drives that y'all have.
Can't play
and
the
I
spoons
feel nothing.
Snap?
Nothing.
We'll give
nothing.
You a tambourine.
I tell you, this is my talent: is finding great guests for the radio show. That's my talent. So I think I just knocked it out of the park today. Yeah, that was great.
Oh,
and
sweet.
Tyler, you play bass.
I try to at least.
Yeah, you try to.
I lay down the low end.
And how long has that been going on for you? What's that like for you?
Since the band started, I've been playing bass. I'm originally a guitar player, and they need a bass player, so I was like, you know, why not? It's got two less strings.
Yeah.
Which sounds like it'd be a lot more fun because I have to worry about less.
Yeah.
But essentially, I learned it. Bass is one of those things it takes a minute to learn, but a lifetime to master.
Ooh.
Can't really fake your way around
deep.
It. Ain't it
that is so deep.
Ain't it
That is so deep for a bassist.
Person.
He is very, yeah, love the sound bites. I have heard that you are the king of awesome.
That's what the word on the screen is.
Yes, yes, yes. That's what I
self-proclaimed.
Oh, self-proclaimed. Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah.
And what about you, Taylor?
What about me?
I want to know about you and the guitar.
Well, we had a love affair.
That's what I. Yeah, that's what I heard.
It's long lived and all right. Anyway, no, I've been playing for about, I don't know, too long, 13 years, 14 years.
Really?
And I always wanted to be.
Always doing lead?
I mean, I've always been a songwriter. And now, you know, as a three-piece, I have to step up the skill level and try and pull off
some. Get your widdly diddlies.
My widdly diddlies.
A lot more space to fill up.
Yeah, yeah. So, no, being a songwriter for a long time and just been influenced by many, many, many musicians and had a lucky childhood, got to meet a lot of influential rock stars and such.
Like Randy Newman?
that's your hero, not mine.
Yeah, and we wanted to talk about that. So when you were younger, you had a chance to meet some real live rockers?
Yeah, and they're still alive, most of them. Kirk Kirkwood, the Meat Puppets, and Mike Mills, R.E.M. Really good people.
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf was.
Oh my God, I'm so in love with Meatloaf.
Actually, a vegan Meatloaf.
Yes, a vegan Meatloaf.
Yeah, and he was.
But I heard something really disturbing. Is he going to be on Dancing with the Stars or something?
Ooh. I'm tuning in.
Dancing That's on the Stars.
Yeah, I'm not. I am not sure. Please tell me that is not true.
I'm pretty sure it's true.
If
Ben Folds can host a reality cruddy
show,
whatever that thing is and look like Elton John, then anything's possible.
Well, two out of three ain't bad.
Boo, 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 Ben Folds, boo.
Well, who are some of the other influences of Baby Stomp?
Oh my, how about
probably say Sabbath is a big influence.
Sabbath is big for
Black
all of us.
Black Sabbath, absolutely.
Floyd.
Pink Floyd.
Pink, as in plink.
Oh, yes.
So we got the colors going on
here. Yeah, we love any band with a color.
Yeah, exactly.
The white stripes, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
The three of us do come from very different style backgrounds, though. Like, I know Tyler used to play a lot of metal when he was a guitar player, and that's kind of cool
Shred.
To have that,
Shred
you know.
Master.
Showing his bass playing and
yeah, it's really cool.
But that's got to be good in bass though. Mm-hmm. I mean that really helps the bass, I think.
Oh yeah, definitely. If you already have your dexterity built up, then you're ready to roll.
Yeah, exactly.
Into the mic.
And what about your style, Jeff?
My style with drums, I just kind of I was listening to a lot of metal as well. As a guitar player, it was all about the classic rock. You know, I was huge into Hendrix and Jimmy Page and all those guys. So.
Very, very cool. And Taylor?
I would have to say, like, Pavement, Guided by Voices, T-Rex, Velvet Underground, all sorts of more obscure rock, I suppose, not the mainstream. I mean, of course, I love...
Yeah, the man.
The Beatles and Zeppelin, but, you know, I'm probably, like, a huge Kinks fan.
Makes me feel so good, you know, because every generation, I think, thinks that its music is the best.
No, not at all.
But, you know, when I see guys like you who are really good musicians, who are really passionate about it, loving the music that I grew up on in my generation, then that lets me know that my generation's music really is the best.
It was the rock.
It really, really is.
It's all fabricated now.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's all riffing off of that,
yep.
I think, you know.
Or worse.
At this point, it's
been
much
worse.
Before.
So we only have, a couple of minutes left before we end up this half hour. I'm wondering if we could talk about just a little bit about the future for Baby Stomp.
Mm, the future is...
Well, let's do some very immediate future. Let's do January 10th first.
Yeah, January 10th, we're going to be playing at the Camel. Which is on Broad Street. I'm not sure the exact address.
1621. It's right downstairs.
1621. Yeah, right downstairs from where we're at now.
Yeah, from WRIR Studios.
We got some amazing bands playing with us. Lightfield.
Really excellent.
Great band.
Lightfield.
They do the Pink Floyd kind of thing. They do straight up rock and roll, but with a little bit of a dancey approach. So if you come on and get
good
get
light
your thing going on, good
light
show.
Got lights,
we got acoustic local artist Red Lewis opening up, holding it down. He's going to be playing it. And then we got a touring band, So Save Me, which is putting down the pop rock kind of thing for your catchy tunes.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. So it's
huge, tons of music.
So what's, is this having a name, this event, or?
Rockfest of Doom 2011.
Rockfest. Ooh, wow. He is the king of awesome. He just comes up with this stuff. Yeah, the king of sound bites.
I was working with Raucous Revolution.
So that's January the 10th, right downstairs, yes. 1621.
Doors at 8, $5 for the show.
Mm-hmm. Doors at
4
eight.
Bands.
Don't forget to tip your bartender.
Yeah. We'll just cover that now.
we only have one more minute before we go to the break. So anything else coming up in the future?
We just hope to keep rocking, keep making tons of good music, and
look for us everywhere, playing in Carytown, playing, anywhere.
Keep on rocking in the free
Facebook,
world.
Facebook,
Facebook. I want to talk about Facebook. That's a great page you guys
it's
have.
Just facebook.com/babystomp.
One word.
And also, we want to put out there for Light Fields, the band headlining. They're an awesome band. They're going to be at www.lightfields.org.
Professional.
So professional.
Excellent. So now we're going to just take a quick break and for station identification, and then we'll be right back with some live rock and roll. Bringing in the new year with Baby Stomp at WRIR on Indie Media Live.
Good afternoon. You are listening to WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And the show you are currently listening to is Richmond Indie Media Live with Rebecca Ferris. Before we get into a live performance from Baby Stomp, we're going to play you the Rainbow Minute.
Study reveals only weeks needed for appeal. Coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. After the December 18, 2010 U.S. Senate vote to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell, some expressed fear the Defense Department may drag their feet in implementing open service. But a new Palm Center study concludes that the Pentagon could easily train the entire U.S. military force in a few weeks in preparation for the elimination of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. The study, which reviewed tools the Pentagon uses to rapidly train the entire force, found that in most cases, they implement new policy concurrent with training instead of waiting for the completion of training before implementation. Palm Center's director Aaron Belkin said, "The troops already know how to interact with gays because they do so every day. This really isn't rocket science." The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns and recorded at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Will Armstrong.
At last, the end of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. All this week on the Rainbow Minute.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are Baby Stomp. We hope you enjoy. This song is called Toosie's Gangsta.
Teach me how to bed. Why you wanna climb in my bed? Why you wanna climb there, baby, on the floor? Always try to treat me so bad. Always try to treat me so bad. Always try to treat me badly, nevermore. Sugar shake, you got that blues. Sugar shake, you got that blues. Sugar shake, you got that, baby. You want more. Always try to treat me so bad. Always try to treat me so bad. I was trying to dream it, put me out the door. You dropped a bomb on me. And that's your fantasy. You dropped a bomb on me. Wasted and you want me again. Wasted and you want me again. Wasted and you want me, baby, on the floor. Never gonna love you again. Never gonna love you again. Never gonna. What you want me? You drop a bomb on me. And that's a fantasy. You drop your bomb on me, yay baby! Try to turn it on.
Am I on? Have I been talking into?
That was Toosie's Gangsta.
Toosie's Gangsta, Baby Stomp. Oh my God, you guys really are bringing back the legitimate rock and roll sound. That was absolutely amazing. What's the story behind that song? Give us the story.
That's modern angst for you.
Yes.
That's age-old ancient angst. That's
yes.
Just angst all across the board.
It is. That is primal.
It's a...
Primal angst.
It's a caveman rock. Yeah, sure.
Yes, caveman rock.
And the title is inspired by local events that were hilarious.
Exactly.
And that's really no correlation with the music whatsoever.
You guys, I just wish today were television.
Oh. We're so purdy.
Oh, you're so purdy. Just so incredibly pretty. That was great. Do you guys have another one for us?
We've got quite a few more.
This is Indie Media Live, and we're kicking off the new year with Baby Stomp and rock and roll, real rock and roll. And we have a mic that needs paying attention to, and it is 23 minutes before the hour. And what song are we going to hear now, guys?
Right now we got our first tune that Jeff and I worked on together called Pain.
Oh, so we're going from primal
angst to pain.
Caveman
yeah.
Angst to,
yeah, to
pain.
Being emotional.
All right.
Wah, wah.
Here we go. Wah, wah. Baby Stomp, everybody.
Can't feel pain. Oh. Pain you can't steal. creeping down your spine. Why never would you mind? But if you fall in love with the sun, you better expect to go blind. Cause you're filling that river of sin with all your useless lies. Never do that. Down, you know, white lines. Oh, only heaven, God knows. And if you fall in love with the sun, you better expect to go. You're filling that river of sin with all your useless life.
Thank you very much.
Oh my gosh, baby stomp, everybody. This is Indie Media Live. I'm Rebecca Ferris, your host.
The best host in the world.
Oh my gosh, you guys are so sweet.
The host
this
with
is
the most.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely amazing. You guys are the best. Bringing back rock and roll.
That's what we were hoping to do.
That's right. Baby Stomp, Facebook/Baby Stomp, one word. You guys check them out. This is so much fun. What's next?
Why, we have a story for you. This one is about a good friend. His name is Meth Head Joe.
Whoa.
Here we go.
Meth Head.
Watch out. A ghost on the hill. Oh, there's a ghost on the hill. All right. Come on. Give it up for rock and roll. kids waiting on the main line. Sorry, everybody. I broke a string for that, and it was really killing me. Whoops.
Whoops.
We would like to redo.
I don't know. That was amazing.
Yeah.
That was Meth Head Joe.
Yeah.
Can we get that fixed?
Yeah.
I don't know. Am I on?
Yeah? Yeah, you're on.
Okay, here we go. That is Jeff Spain on the drums and Tyler Estes on bass and Taylor Packett missing a string on lead guitar. We're making some changes right here on Indie Media Live. Then we have a couple of more songs to bring you. This is Baby Stomp here. Baby Stomp on Indie Media Live. That's right. Bringing back rock and roll. If you want to find out more about Baby Stomp, Facebook.com/ Baby Stomp, one word. Can somebody help that man? You need some help.
All right.
And, you know, the show must go on, right, Taylor?
That's right.
And on January the 10th, downstairs at the Camel, $5 cover, 8 p.m., Baby Stomp and three or four other local bands are going to be playing. And you can hear all of this again live. So what do you think?
Well, we're not going to play that again,
no?
Unfortunately.
No?
I would like to, but...
That was a really nice song, though. I really like that one.
We'll play a song about the radio.
About the radio?
Let me not squeal.
Don't squeal on the radio. That is so cool. So this song's called Radio.
Yeah, we're original.
Did you write this especially for today? Aww.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. But I don't know. Do you love us? Do you love us, Rebecca?
Totally, right. Totally.
I love us.
Totally. Do you love ya? Yeah.
I know you.
Yeah. And Jeff talks to monkeys.
Jeff is a trained Dr. Doolittle sort.
He was raised by monkeys.
Monkeys.
Well, that's why you're so good at that primal sound, I think. Yeah.
All right. Finally, there we go.
You ready? Lead guitar. Okay, here we go. This one is Radio Baby Stomp.
Never heard it on the radio.
I don't mind. You know you're excited to let me go on my own.
That was Radio by Baby Stomp. Oh my gosh, you guys rock. Oh my gosh. We have only 6 more minutes. Okay. And our last song is 5 minutes. So we're going to be doing great. Right. This is perfect. This is 2011 Kickoff Indie Media Live, WRIR with Baby Stomp. Our last song is Whiskey Man. You can hear it on Facebook/Baby Stomp.
I done tuned it wrong, man. Nobody cares.
job that he once saved. That poor old man. Whoa, whoa. Why should I change? About the whiskey man.
Much guys for being here and for
Thank
kicking
you so
off
much for having us.
Kicking off 2011.
You were the best.
This was the best. I thank you so much. And thank everybody for listening, and I look forward to being back with you next week. Sierra Club will be here next week. Woohoo, Sierra Club!
I
know. And we just wish everybody a wonderful new year and wish you a lot of peace. And thank you, Baby Stomp.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Media Live.
And thank you, WRIR.
No,
thank you, Tim. Thank you, Brad. Thank you, everybody. Jeff and Tyler and Taylor, yeah. Baby Stomp. See you on January 10th down at the Camel.
Yeah.
Wow.
You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, and the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. That was Richmond Indie Media Live with Rebecca Ferris with a special live performance from Baby Stomp. Coming up next at 1 o'clock, Grit Radio.
Hi, I'm Laura Flanders, and this is Grit Radio. Coming up, he's a bad guy in the corporate press and persona non grata in anti-socialist